This is the World Challenge Devotion for Tuesday, April 5th. The God of Miracles by David Wilkerson. I believe in miracles. There is a mother in our church choir who has been praying for her son for years. He had fallen deep into sin as a teenager. She prayed, "God, whatever it takes, save him." Instead of turning to Christ, he became a Muslim. For the next 7 years, he buried himself in that devilish doctrine. But his mother kept praying. Islam sent the boy into a deep depression. In his awful despair, he jumped from a 6-story building, hoping to kill himself. Instead, he landed on his feet, crushing a number of bones, but he survived. Last Sunday, he limped onto our stage and told how Jesus Christ miraculously saved him. His mother sat in the choir, praising God and remembering her many tears and hours in prayer. God heard her cry. Thank God for miracles today. A teenage boy in our church spoke of praying that God would use him in his high school, which is located near Ground Zero, and the demolished Twin Towers. He and a friend began to stand outside the school every day, praying out loud. Some mocked them, but others began to join them. It led to the school permitting them to conduct Bible classes in the school. The young man is so overjoyed, and now some teachers are attending. He said, "Can you imagine God using a scared little nobody like me?" God still does miracles. A young man in prison wrote us a letter that moved me deeply. Here's what he wrote, word for word. "David, I receive your sermons through the mail. I am one of the school shooters. I'm the one they blame for starting it all off. On October 1st, 1997, I went into Pearl High School and killed 2 students and wounded 7. I also killed my mother before this. After I came to jail, I got saved. If there is any way that I can help your ministry, I would love to. Maybe I could give you my testimony. I'll do anything to help. I look forward to your sermons each month. Yes, I believe in miracles." World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.